We've made a lot of progress since then, both with federal, state money, and private capital as well.
That's Jeff Johnston, lead economist for digital infrastructure at CoBank, who says we're moving in the right direction, but we're not where we need to be quite yet.
There is $42.5 billion, actually, that was earmarked out of the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, and specifically it's the BEAD program within that piece of legislation. And that's really exciting because that's an unprecedented amount of capital, a precedent amount of money that the government has set aside to support building out rural broadband networks to get those who are not connected connected.
The program hasn't made as much progress as was first hoped, but he's anticipating more progress to come in the months ahead. Johnston says rural electric cooperatives are the unsung heroes, doing a lot of work to close the divide.
In terms of the work that they've done building fiber to the home networks for their members who don't have any connectivity, and they continue to do that. So kudos to them. They're playing a critical role in bridging the digital divide in rural America, as are rural telephone cooperatives and privately owned and managed rural telecom operators as well. So it's kind of a multi-pronged approach.
Johnston says future 6G wireless development will be incredibly helpful for farmers to ramp up precision agriculture. As for the money in the BEAD program, it'll be interesting to see how that money gets doled out. He says hopefully it addresses what he believes is one of the biggest challenges to rural broadband deployment, copper wiring in rural areas. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.